I've got the key to the highway. Yes!
For WTJU's Folk and Roots fundraiser, be sure to tune in for a very special show Saturday, May 15th, 4 to 6 p.m. From Big Bill Brunzi to Iris DeMent, 4 decades of favorite folk music, hosted by Fred Thiebon with special guest Rita Dove. German-born writer and Charlottesville resident Fred Thiebon leads us from his first encounters with blues and folk music in the early 60s in Europe to his favorite personal discoveries during the years he has been living in the States. We will hear interpreters as diverse as Bessie Smith, Bob Dylan, Lonnie Donegan, Makem and Clancy, Dolly Parton, the Gypsy Kings, and the list goes on. Tune in and hear for yourselves. That's Saturday, May 15th from 4 to 6 here on WTJU Charlottesville at 91.1 FM.
We dare not miss the sight of the train carrying Jimmy Rogers home.
Okay, and you are listening to WTJU Charlottesville, the Sound Choice in Central Virginia, and we are coming close to the end of our Folk and Roots Music fundraising marathon, and I am really delighted here to have Fred Thiebon and Rita Dove as my special guests. They are hot swing dancers, they are a writer and a poet, and also music lovers here in Charlottesville. And we would like to encourage you to call up and make a pledge to this community radio station that this is the only place that will ever bring you any programming like this. And the numbers are 924-3959 and 924-3418. Fred has picked out some really wonderful music for you, and Rita's going to read a couple of poems for you. And again, we encourage you to call, and let's get started with a little music.
Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go back to New Orleans. You know you hurt me so. I'm way down here. Baby, I'm way down here. You know I'm way down here about rolling fog. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go and leave me here. You know it hurts me so. Baby, I'm way down here. Baby, I'm way down here. You know I'm way down here on old Parchment Farm. Now, baby, please don't go. You know it's cold down here. Baby, it's cold down here. You know it's cold down here on old Parchment Farm. Now, baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go back to New Orleans. You know it hurts me so. I'm treated wrong down here. I'm treated wrong down here. Baby, I'm treated wrong down here on old Parchment Farm. Now, baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go. Baby, please don't go to New Orleans. You know it hurts me so.
This was Big Bill Brunzi with Baby, Please Don't Go. He was the first blues artist I ever heard in the spring of 1962 when I was an exchange student in Carlisle in northern England. And my exchange brother, Dennis, who had a blues collection, played the 12-string guitar himself, played these records to me. I was blown away listening to people like Josh White, Lightnin' Hopkins, Barney McGee, who was very, very popular at that time in England, and as you might know, became quite influential in the rock music scene, you know, influencing people like the Rolling Stones, the Beatles, and so on. So I was listening to these people, and like Brunzi and Champion Jack Dupree, whom we later hear in this program. At that time, there was really only one female blues singer who was very popular in the scene, in the European scene, and that was Bessie Smith, and you're hearing now Bessie Smith with After You've Gone. Bessie Smith, After You've Gone. When I encountered blues for the first time that spring of 1962, I had been raised on German operetta and some opera, and the only American music I knew until then was pop and rock and roll like Bill Haley, Elvis, and Pat Boone. So I was blown away to hear this very, very different music that sounded exotic, I guess, to me as a 15-year-old. At that time, British youngsters, like my friend Dennis, with whom I was staying at the time in Carlisle, were emulating, copying, and incorporating American blues sung by mostly much older or long dead men. As you can hear in the following example, I'm playing a little piece of Lead Belly's Bring a Little Water Sylvie, followed by the same song played by the Skiffle King Lonnie Donegan in the late 50s.
Bring a little water, Sylvie. Bring a little water now. Bring a little water, Sylvie. Every little once in a while, I mean it. Every little once in a while. Don't you hear me calling? Don't you hear me now? Don't you hear me calling? Every little once in a while. Don't you see me coming? Don't you see me now? Don't you see me coming? Every little once in a while, I mean it. Every little once in a while, you better bring a little water, Sylvie. Bring a little water now. Bring a little water, Sylvie.
Now, this is a story about a man working in the field. He's been working all day. He's getting hot and he's thirsty. Want a girl to bring the water around. She shouted, "Hey, Sylvie, come on. Come on around here with the water. What you doing there?" She ain't coming. Man getting hot. Boy's thirsty. So he make up a little song to sing the woman, make her bring the water around a little faster. The other way he sing. Won't you bring a little water, Sylvie? Won't you bring a little water now? Won't you bring a little water to me, Lord, every little once in a while? Well, do you love me, Sylvie? Oh, do you love me now? Oh, do you love me, Sylvie? Yeah, every little once in a while. Well, bring a little water to me. Won't you bring a little water now? Won't you bring a little water to me? Yeah, every little once in a while. Won't you bring a little water to me? Won't you bring a little water now? Won't you bring a little water to me? Yeah, every little once in a while. Come on, prove it to me, Sylvie.
That was an example of how American blues influenced the skiffle scene in the United Kingdom in the late 50s, from about the mid-50s on into the 60s. But at that time, also American folk music, white folk music, became more and more influential, of course, foremost through the influence of Buddy Guthrie. And I'm playing you another example. Also, first we hear Lonnie Donegan with a Buddy Guthrie song, Gambling Man, and then we'll hear Lonnie Donegan, then we hear Buddy Guthrie singing the original.
I've gambled down in Washington, and I've gambled up in Maine. I'm going down into Georgia to knock down my last game. I'm a gambling man, man, man. I'm a gambling man. Well, I had not been in Washington many more weeks than three when I fell in love with a pretty little girl and she fell in love with me. I'm a gambling man, I'm a gambling man. I'm a gambling man, man, man. I'm a gambling man, man, man. A gambling man, man, man. I'm a gambling man. I'm a gambling man, man, man. A gambling man, man, man. I'm a gambling man, man, man. I'm a gambling man. She took me in her parlor, cooled me with her fan. Said, oh mother, mother, I'm alone with a gambling man. He's a gambling man, man, man. He's a gambling man. She said, oh daughter, daughter, how could you treat me so? Leave your poor old mother with that gambler go. He's a gambling man, man, man. He's a gambling man. He's a gambling man. Why? I never knew a railroad.
a gambling man, man, man. I'm a gambling man, man, man. I'm a gambling man, man, man. I'm a gambling man. I gamble down in Washington. I've gambled up in Maine. I'm going down into Georgia to knock down my last game. I'm a gambling man, man, man. I'm a gambling man. Well, I had not been in Washington many more weeks than three when I fell in love with a pretty little girl and she fell in love with me. I'm a gambling man, 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 I'm a gambling man. She took me in her parlor, she cooled me with her fan. She whispered low in her mother's ear, I love this gambling man. He's a gambling man, 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 he's a gambling man. Daughter, my dear daughter, how can you treat me so? And leave your dear old mother and with that gambler go. He's a gambling man, 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 he's a gambling man. I would not marry a farmer, he's always in the rain. I'd rather marry a gambling man with a big old watch and chain. He's a gambling man, 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 he's a gambling man. Well, I would not marry a railroad man, the reason I'll tell you why. Never did see a railroad man who wouldn't tell his wife a lie. He's a gambling man, 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 he's a gambling man. I hear the train a-coming, she's coming round the curve, whistling and a-blowing, straining every nerve. He's a gambling man, 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 he's a gambling man. I'm a gambling man, man, man. I'm a gambling man, man, man. I'm a gambling man, man, man. I'm a gambling man. I'm a gambling man, man, man. I'm a gambling man, man, man. I'm a gambling man, man, man. I'm a gambling man.
All right. And I'm Rebecca, back with you, just interrupting for a minute to remind you that this is a fundraiser. We have somebody on the phone. Thank you so much for your call. We are raising money for WTJU. And this is, well, this is one of our main sources of revenue. The university provides a place and salaries for a few office staff, but for all the bills and for all the equipment and the music that you hear, we need your money. The rest of us are volunteers, all the programmers that come in and play music for you, and you can call us up and talk about the music anytime you like. We're volunteers because we love bringing you music, and we're really lucky today to have Fred Feebon and Rita Dove bringing you music that they love. And if you've been listening, Fred has been going through the sort of his history of familiarity with folk music, and first living in Germany and then coming to the United States and becoming more and more familiar with the types of folk music and the singer-songwriters that came along later. And the numbers here are 924-3959 and 924-3418. And I think we better get back to the music because Fred has picked out an awful lot of great stuff. Fred, I think you need to say a few things about what we're listening to.
We just listened to Lonnie Donegan and Woody Guthrie singing their respective versions of Gambling Man. Of course, it was originally written by Woody Guthrie. And as you heard, they're very, very different. Guthrie's was a much earlier version, and in the 50s, in the mid-50s, Lonnie Donegan was the main proponent of the British skiffle scene, which then became influential in the United States, I guess, with jug bands like John Sebastian, the Loving Spoonfuls, and even Van Morrison, and so on and so on. Right. So Guthrie, of course, had tremendous influence not only on this rather frantic British skiffle scene, but also on other interpreters in the American folk music scene, which with whom I became acquainted at about the same time, I would say, in the mid-60s, like Pete Seeger, who is in this probably most widely known of all Guthrie songs, singing This Land Is My Land, followed by a very different version again by Trini Lopez.
God, I know. children.
Well, that obviously was not Pete Seeger, therefore it were the Animals, was House of the Rising Sun, but this is live radio, so these things happen, so there's a mistake in our mix. Let me talk about what you just heard about House of the Rising Sun, which I had intended to play, you know, after Pete Seeger and Tony Lopez. In 1962, as I told you before, you know, I encountered all these new musics, blues, folk song when I was an exchange student in Carlisle, England. One day, my friend Dennis took me to visit his just married brother in Newcastle, and his brother took us to a club. He said, "You have to listen to this unbelievable band. It's a Newcastle band. They're really the greatest band you will ever hear." And it was true. It was the Alan Price Combo. All the guys were from Newcastle, and with Alan Price on the organ, and one of their main guys, of course, became very famous later, was Eric Burdon. And a year later, the Alan Price combo turned into the Animals, mostly because, I mean, that's at least what they say, because they were called Animals, you know, because they were behaving so wildly on stage. And I saw them behave wildly on stage. I'd never seen anything like that. They did an amazing show. Which then influenced people like Freddie and the Dreamers and so on, and the British rock scene. So we heard, I'm not sure if that night I heard House of the Rising Sun, which they recorded, I think, a year later in 1963. But I did see the Alan Price combo live. So later when they became the Animals and when Eric Burdon became, you know, famous in his own right, you know, always remembered this night. So we are trying to get back now to Pete Seeger, This Land Is My Land, followed by Trini Lopez, This Is My Land. I hope it will work.
As I went walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me.
This land is your land. This land is mine.
Footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts, while all around me a voice voice was sounding. The slam was made for you and me. Sun came shining, and I was strolling. The wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling. The fog was lifting, a voice was chanting. This land was made for you and me.
This land is yours.
Ribbon of a highway, I saw above me the endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. Everybody, this land is your land. This land is mine. From California to the New York Island.
This is WTJU in Charlottesville. If you want to pledge, call 924-3959 or 924-3418. 924-3959 or 924-3418. You heard Tweeny Lopez with his version of This Land Is My Land, which was in Europe, at least at that time, much more popular than Woody Guthrie's version, because the kids, this was in 65, could all dance to it. And they knew Tweeny Lopez because of his La Bamba, which, you know, was probably the biggest hit of the mid-60s. A fascination with America, this distant land of great expectations, but also horrors that we had a hard time understanding as happening in a country so proud of its democracy, was really very, very strong. And civil rights and the discrimination that was happening was something that we had a very, very hard time coping with, especially because we had seen what, in Germany at least, what the American army had achieved in post-World War II Germany, you know, getting rid of the Nazis and establishing a democracy. And then we saw on our television screens what was happening here with discrimination. And on the eve of the 50th anniversary of the Brown versus Board of Education celebrations or commemorations, I would like to play two songs that that refer to this. The first one is Nina Simone, Old Jim Crow. The voice of the next singer I heard for the first time in 1965, I'll never forget it. I went to a record store in Cologne just to browse, which was very common at that time. You would put those earphones on, have them put records on and listen to records. And often I wouldn't buy anything, just listen to some records I wanted to hear. And I listened to this record more by chance. I don't exactly remember why I chose it, but I just saw it and the cover fascinated me. But it was a record by Joan Baez, which I then actually bought. And we hear her now in a recording from that record, singing the Richard Farina song, Birmingham Sunday.
Come round by my side, and I'll sing you a song. I'll sing it so softly, it'll do no one wrong.
blood ran like wine, and the choir kept singing of freedom. That cold autumn morning, no eyes saw the sun, and Nannie Mae Collins, her number was one. In an old Baptist church there was no need to run, and the choir kept singing of freedom. The clouds, they were dark, and the autumn wind blew, and Dennis McNair brought the number to two. The falcon of death was a creature they knew, and the choir kept singing of freedom. The church, it was crowded, and no one could see that Cynthia Wellesley's dark number was three. Her prayers and her feelings would shame you and me, and the choir kept singing of freedom. Young Carol Robertson entered the door, and the number her killers had given was four. She asked for a blessing, but asked for no more, and the choir kept singing of freedom. On Birmingham Sunday, the noise shook the ground, and people all over the earth turned around. For no one recalled a more cowardly sound, and the choir kept singing of freedom. They once asked of me, how many blackberries grow in the blue sea? I asked them right back with a tear in my eye, how many dark ships in the forest? The Sunday has come. Sunday has gone, and I can't do much more than to sing you a song. I'll sing it so softly, no one knows, and the choir keeps singing of freedom.
Okay, I'm going to talk a little bit here because we have a little business to do. I am Rebecca. This is the Folk and Roots fundraiser at WTJU, and I just want to let you know that the numbers here are 924-3959 and 924-3418. We've gotten some very nice calls, people who love this music, as we do. And I want to let you know that if you're coming in to pay your pledge or get a premium, or both, of course, or just want to say hi, the office is closing soon, any minute now, today. Tomorrow it's going to be open from noon until 5, and then on the weekdays we're going back to normal hours, 8:30 to 5 here at Lambeth Commons. You can always call here at the studio, because there's always somebody in here, 434-924-3418 or 924-3959. You can call up and make a pledge, give your credit card number. You can also look at our website, which is http://wtju.radio.virginia.edu. And you can see what the t-shirt looks like and get one for a $30 pledge. You can also see what other kinds of gift certificates and CDs we have available that you can get as a thank you gift from us and from the businesses that support us in the community. I am delighted to have Fred Feebon and Rita Dove here in the studio with me. And Rita is going to read you a public service announcement here. And then I'm going to read one, and then we'll get back to Fred and the music that he's picked out for you. You ready, Rita?
Yes, I am. The Charlottesville Swing Dance Society offers an evening of swing dancing and a variety of other dances at the Municipal Arts Center on Saturday, May 15th. That's today. The center is located at 1119 5th Street Extended. That's 1119 5th Street Extended. The DJ this evening will be Tom Sound Productions. There's a free beginner cha-cha lesson taught by Allison Fletcher, which is included with admission. The lesson is from 7 to 8 p.m. The dance is from 8 to 11 p.m. Singles and couples are all welcome. No partner is needed. For more information, you can call 434-980-2744 or visit the website at http://avenue.org/swing.
All right. Thank you, Rita.
You're welcome.
And the North Branch School in the Rockfish Valley of Nelson County presents its second band fair on Saturday, May 22nd from 3 till 8 p.m. at the Rockfish Valley Community Center. The headliners will be the Hackensaw Boys, with music also by Tazzo and Cow Pie. That's K-O-W-P-I. It's an outdoor celebration of the arts and live music with food, arts, and activities for the kids. And the proceeds will benefit the North Branch School Endowment Fund. For ticket and other information, call 540-456-8450 or go to www.north-branch-school.org. And the other numbers you really need to know are 924-3959 and 924-3418. We've got another Rebecca waiting to answer your phone call and make a pledge of support for WTJU. This is just about the end of the marathon. The next show after this is going to be Randy Newman, which is going to be fabulous. And then we're going to have some live music from the prison, John Renborn and Jackie McShee. That will be absolutely terrific. And then we're going to go back to normal programming. So this is your opportunity to show the folk department that you appreciate everything we've been doing. And if you've been listening to the music all week and really enjoying it, now would be a great time to let us know so we can go out with a big bang. 924-3959 or 924-3418. And now, Fred, do you want to get back to telling us about the music here?
We last heard Joan Baez with Birmingham Sunday about the murderous bomb attack about on a church in Birmingham in 1963. And where Joan is, of course, Bob can't be far behind, at least not at that time, four decades ago. I'm talking about Bob Dylan. He was probably the first singer whose lyrics we in Germany, who were interested in this kind of music, translated word for word with the help of a dictionary. Usually you would just listen to the music and try to figure out with your school English what you could understand and then pick up this or that. But with Bob Dylan, that was not that easy. So we had to translate it. And here's one of his most beautiful songs from that time, Visions of Johanna. We caught it live in Manchester, England in 1966.
Like the night to play tricks when you're trying to be so quiet. We sit here stranded, though we all do our best to deny it. And Louise holds a handful of rain, tempting you to defy it. Flicker from the opposite loft. In this room, the heat pipes just cough. The country music station plays soft, but there's nothing, really nothing to turn off. Just Louise and her lover so entwined. of Johanna that conquered my mind. Empty lot where the ladies play, blind man's bluff with the keychain, and the all-night girls, they whisper of escapades out on the D-train. We can hear the night watchman take his flashlight, ask himself if it's him or them who should be insane. But Louise, she's all right, she's just near. She's delicate, she seems like the mirror. But she just makes it all too concise and too clear that Johanna's not here. The ghost of electricity howls in the bones of her face, where these visions of Johanna have now taken my place. Little boy lost, he takes himself so seriously. Rags of his misery, he likes to live dangerously. And when bringing her name up, he speaks of her farewell kiss to me. He sure got a lot of gall to be so useless and all, muttering small talk at the wall while I'm in the hall. Ah, how can I explain? It's so hard to get on. And these visions of Johanna, they've kept me up past the dawn. Inside the museums, infinity is going up on trial. Voices echo, this is what salvation must be like after a while. But Mona Lisa must have had the highway blues, you can tell by the way she smiles. See the primitive wallflower freeze when the jelly-faced women all sneeze. Hear the one with the mustache say, geez, I can't find my knees. Jewels and binoculars hang from the head of the mule, but these visions of Johanna, they make it all seem so cruel. The peddler now speaks to the countess who's pretending to care for him, saying, name me somebody that's not a parasite and I'll go out and say a prayer for him. But like Louise always says, You can't look at much, can you, many? She herself prepares for him. And Madonna, she still has not showed. We see this empty cage now corrode, where her cape of the stage once had flowed. The fiddler, he now steps to the road. He writes, everything's been returned which was owed. On the back of the fish truck that loads, while my conscience explodes. The harmonica's play, the skeleton keys and the rain. And these visions of Diana are now.
With Visions of Johanna, Bob Dylan, Visions of Johanna. We caught it live in Manchester, England in 1966. This recording has a very interesting history because it was originally released on a bootleg record illegally by people who had recorded the whole concert with their tape recorder, I guess, and it was very, very popular. It sold everywhere. It sold everywhere in the streets in London, in Berlin, in Paris. You could buy it in the mid to late 60s. You could buy this bootleg record. Which actually didn't say Bob Dylan on it. It said Robert Zimmerman, which was Bob Dylan's real name. And, you know, it said Robert Zimmerman, I guess, because they figured they might not get caught as quickly. So it had a recording of this song in it and many other songs, and it was dubbed at that time the Royal Albert Hall recording, which it actually was not. It had been recorded at in Manchester. Bob Dylan gave the concert in the Royal Albert Hall too, but no one recorded there, and CBS actually recorded the Manchester concert too. And in this song and these recordings done with the portable Nagra recorder had been in the archives for many years, but CBS decided a few years ago to release them, actually to call them the bootleg records. And this particular track we just heard, Visions of Johanna, had the last stanza missing because the portable Nagra ran out of tape in the middle of, or towards the end of the song. So they used the later recording, and you don't hear it. You can't hear it on the radio. That shows you what technology can do. They used the later studio recording and blended it in. They faded it in and then put the background of the concert behind it and the clapping and so on. So you do not hear that actually the last stanza was recorded in the studio. At that time, his British counterpart was a guy by the name of Donovan, who was definitely less sophisticated than Bob Dylan, but he was billed as the, you know, British Bob Dylan. And he was kind of charming and melancholic, and he had a tremendous influence on young people. And I'm playing you a song that's actually very reminiscent of Dylan's Blowing in the Wind, and Donovan wrote this one. It's called Catch the Wind.
In the chilly hours and minutes of uncertainty, I want to be in the warm hold of your love and mine. To feel you all around me and to take your hand along the sand, I bet I may as well try and catch the wind. When sundown pales the sky, I want to hide a while behind your smile, and everywhere I'd look, your eyes are fine. For me to love you now would be the
sweetest things would make me sing. I burn me as well, try and catch the wind.
Okay, this is WTJU Charlottesville, the Sound Choice in Central Virginia, 91.1 FM. I'm Rebecca, and I have guests in here, Fred Vibon and Rita Dove. We also have a friend, Rebecca, on the telephone, so give us a call and make a pledge, 924-3959, 924-3418. We're coming to the end of the Folk and Roots Music Marathon, and we would love to hear from you. We'd like to raise a little more money for the station, and I know people are out. They're probably, I don't know, maybe they're taking naps right now, but the moment you wake up, give us a call and show your support for community radio at its best. And we have great people in our community who want to share music with you. We're all volunteers here. Let us hear from Fred about what we heard or what we're going to hear next. I guess we just heard Donovan, and you're going to talk about Wally Wyton.
Yeah, Wally Wyton had a show, had probably one of the most popular BBC shows in the 60s called Folk Meets Country. He DJed it, but he himself also had been a skiffle player in the 50s, competing directly with Lonnie Donegan. I guess Lonnie Donegan won out, if you want to look at it that way. But then Wyton became a DJ, or ran this radio program very successfully. And in the late 60s, he recorded a song. I don't think it has ever become popular in the States, but it's a beautiful song. It's something one could actually call an anthem for conservationists. And I think it's still very relevant. It's called Leave Them a Flower.
I speak on behalf of the next generation, my sons and daughters, their children to come. What will you leave them for their recreation? An oil slick, a pylon, an industrial slum. Leave them a flower, some grass in a hedgerow, a hill and a valley, a view to the sea. These things are not yours to destroy as you want to, a gift given once for eternity. You plunder and pillage, you tear and you tunnel, trees lying toppled, roots finger the sky. Building the land for machines and computers, in the name of progress the farms have to die. Leave them a flower, some grass and a hedgerow, a hill and a valley, a view to the sea. These things are not yours to destroy as you want to, a gift given once for eternity. In the ocean, polluted and poisoned, the sand on the beaches, stinking and black, and you with your tankers, your banks and investments, say never worry, the birds will come back. Leave them a flower, some grass and a hedgerow, a hill and a valley, a view to the sea. These things are not yours to destroy as you want to, gift given once for eternity. Flower has dropped its last petal, when the last concrete is finally laid, the moon will shine cold on a nightmarish landscape. You'll give to our children this world that you made.
flowers, some grass and a hedgerow, a hill and a valley, a view to the sea. These things are not yours to destroy as you want to, if given once for eternity. A gift given once for eternity, 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 eternity.
That was Wally Wyton with Leave Them a Flower. Wyton died in 1997. The next song you'll hear is by his by one of his contemporaries, a Canadian contemporary. In 1969, I read an amazing novel called Beautiful Losers by Leonard Cohen. So, and at that time, I did not even know that Leonard Cohen was a poet and a songwriter. I guess I didn't read the flaps on the book. I found out shortly after that, 1970-71, he also was a songwriter and got his first record. And here is a recording from that record, Lady Midnight by Leonard Cohen.
I came by myself to a very crowded place. I was looking for someone who had lines in her face. I found her there, but she was past all concern. I asked her to hold me. I said, "Lady, unfold me." But she scorned me, and she told me I was dead, and I could never return. Well, I argued all night like so many have before, saying whatever you give me seemed to need so much more. Then she pointed at me where I kneeled on her floor. She said, "Don't try to use me or slyly refuse me. Just win me or lose me. It is this that the darkness is for." I cried, "Oh, Lady Midnight, I fear that you grow old. Stars eat your body and the wind makes you cold. If we cry now," she said, "it will just be ignored." So I walk through the morning, sweet early morning, I could hear my lady calling. "You've won me, you've won me, my lord. You've won me, you've won me, my lord. Yes, you've won me, you've won me, my lord. Ah, you've won."
If you would like to preview